You know the national headlines. In a moment, we'll give you Tuesday's local report from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mostly cloudy tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high temperatures near 60 degrees, continued partly cloudy, and the same type of temperatures until the weekend. On Friday, expect a little rain, but temperatures again around 60 degrees. Topping local news, as we told you about first last week, the city was attempting to put together a special meeting to choose a temporary dog shelter before the city's present contract with the Pitchick Kennels of Grand Island runs out at the end of the month. Well, yesterday they held that meeting, and in a 3-1 vote by those in attendance, they approved the Island Pet Lodge Incorporated on Elvin Road on Grand Island as the new vendor for that contract. The Island Pet Lodge will take care of the city's strays until the city's dog shelter, being built in High Park, is completed and opened, hopefully sometime this summer. At the special council meeting last night, Chairman Jim Perry, Councilwoman Tracy Bax, and Councilman David Zajac voted in favor of the Pet Lodge, while Councilman Dante Miles voted no, with Councilman Brian Archie not attending that special meeting. The new contract will pay the Pet Lodge $10,500 a month to house up to 10 dogs, with a $35 a day extra cost for any dog over that amount. During the meeting, the president of the Paws Over the Falls, another shelter trying to obtain the contract, reportedly made several outbreaks, claiming that her organization put in a lower bid. But authorities tell Niagara Radio documentation proved that that wasn't the truth. Councilman Dante Miles also reportedly made several allegations that the bids were improper, and he attempted a kind of filibuster on the subject, going over the 5 minutes allotted to him to speak until Councilman Perry notified Miles that his time to speak was up. Perry then called for a vote on the subject, with the council confirming that the Island Pet Lodge would get the contract. They also said that an extension is possible at the end of the year if it's needed. Chairman Perry said the council is required by state law to accept the lowest bid of the qualified bidders, and that's what they did in accordance with that law. I'll have more news in a moment, but a reminder, this report is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. That's the local repairman who come to your house for a $35 service call plus parts and labor and fix your home appliances. One call gets it done, 523-5911. But you never know when you're going to need him, so put that number in your cell phone, 523-5911. And the news also brought to you by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, both locally owned, both locally operated, and they go out of their way to prove it. They take care of your every need and are only too happy to answer any of your questions. Have a problem with your prescription? They'll fix it. They'll contact or send a request to your doctor and get the problem solved. Wellness Park, 87th of Buffalo Avenue and Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. In other news, police are investigating several thefts in the area. A Linwood Avenue man said he believed he dropped his wallet. Later, he found a number of unauthorized charges on his bank cards. The victim said $1,000 in goods was charged at the Foot Locker in the outlet mall, $500 worth of goods was charged at Tops, and another $200 in miscellaneous charges were found on his cards. That was until he froze all his accounts. Now his bank and the police are looking into those charges. In the 400 block of 17th Street, a new resident there said he heard the sound of breaking glass and discovered that someone had thrown a rock through his window. He estimated damage at about $200. He said he had recently moved into the neighborhood and reported that he had no problem with anyone and doesn't know who would have thrown that rock. Thieves keep pounding the Military Road area of the city, even with increased police patrols and many stores hiring off-duty police officers to keep guard. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that arrests are being made every day, but in some cases, those thieves are still managing to get away. At Wegmans on Military Road, a woman attempted to walk out with a cart full of groceries. She was stopped by security and identified as Susie Stranges, who was charged with petty larceny. She was issued an appearance ticket for the theft. Also at Wegmans, a man filled his backpack full of candy and was stopped by loss prevention on his way out. Charged with petty larceny in that case was Paul Dotch Jr., who was accused of taking over $100 worth of sweets. And at the Tractor Supply Store, a man walked out of there with two tool sets. Police said the value of those stolen goods set at $369. Town of Niagara police are checking video to see if that thief can be recognized. Finally, the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo, which covers our area, has reportedly agreed to a tentative $150 million settlement for cases of sexual abuse that was alleged by hundreds of victims. That settlement still has to be approved by a court, and the talks may start on that next week. But in the meantime, local attorney Paul Barr of Phinesian Barr, which handled numerous abuse cases in our area, said he hopes the settlement will benefit the many victims in the area. Paul also said that while hundreds of cases in the area involve the clergy, there are also numerous cases involving young students, both male and female, that have reportedly been abused by teachers in the area. And he says a lot of those cases are still ongoing. Barr said the window on most of the abuse cases is already closed, but if you think you might have a case in an instance that took place in the last few years, you can always contact him at the law firm of Phinesian Barr to find out. No specific amounts of money to individuals have been released in the latest settlement with the diocese, and it's not known yet if the $150 million will be split evenly among the victims, but if it is, that would mean each person would get about $187,000, with possibly even more money coming after insurance policies with the diocese is settled. Attorney Paul Barr added that he has mixed emotions on the settlement. He said after years of the diocese defending the allegations, during which a lot of those victims have died, it causes him to be upset. But he said at the same time, he's pleased that others who have suffered and have survived will get some closure and finally some justice from the parishes. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And so whether it's large or small, we report it here on Niagara Radio. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Remember, you can still sharpen those golfing skills before you get on the real golf course on the same simulators that the pros play on at the Links of Niagara Golf Course in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard in downtown Niagara Falls. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. For details, call them at 285-0610 or visit them online at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or anytime you want by clicking the local news tab on our site after refreshing your browser. And by popular demand, we also feature our newscast daily on Facebook just by entering niagaradio.net. It's local news first from the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.